You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. There's no better place than the one you call home. Doesn't it deserve the right protection?
It does.
Talk to a Cleveland Allstate agent about home insurance today and let the good life in. Nathan Skirt, Matt Wilhelm. The kid. Jason Gibbs here for the Friday forecast. Gibbs, no forecast music. You are slipping.
Totally forgot about that.
Mm-hmm. His name is Kirk.
Is there somebody crawling around your ankles there in the studio?
It's just me today. Okay. It's Friday, man.
Nobody's this working on the board.
No one works on Fridays.
Hold on. Do we have a birth announcement that just came in from Mike Nicholas? Congratulations to John Patterson on the birth of his daughter named Scarlett Gray.
That's a nice name.
Wonder if they're a Buckeye fan by any chance.
It sounds like I should send them a Maize and Blue baby gift.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah, they changed the first diaper with it.
Are you going to name your new kid, your new dog, Maize Blue?
No.
All right, go ahead. Will you feed your new dog Taco Bell?
Let's go to number one on the Friday forecast. Allen Iverson thinks he'd be a great front office guy for an NBA team. What NFL player would be a good NFL front office guy after his career was over?
Ray Farmer.
I would say Josh McCown would be a good front office guy. He seems to be a team building type guy. He's a smart guy. I'm going to go with Josh McCown, 2015 Pro Bowl quarterback.
Whoa. Hey now.
Boy, that's some lofty expectations.
It can't be a player that makes a ridiculous amount of money in the National Football League, because when the going got too tough in their job as a general manager, which it is very tough and you have to make some very difficult decisions, I think at that point you just throw your hands up and say, why am I even doing this? And you could walk away from something. So, you know, I could see, like, I know, like a guy like Kevin Mawai, who played a lot, like Nick Hardwick, you talked about him in San Diego.
I heard Kevin Mawai is dirty.
He is dirty. He's a dirty player. But Nick Hardwick, dirty player too, had him on my side. So it's different. But guys who had their heads together, who were player reps, you know, and held positions and understand the intricacies of the league, is the best.
So I think he's asking for a name.
Yeah, Nick Hardwick. There you go.
I'm going with, and you call me Captain Obvious, but I think we're forgetting, and this is a guy who did make a lot of money. I think Peyton Manning is going to be a great NFL front office guy, a la John Elway.
Yeah. I've heard there are rumblings out there that Peyton Manning is going to be a part of ownership of the Denver Broncos.
Wouldn't surprise me. And I think he will be a very good front office guy.
As well as Papa John's.
Yes.
Number two today, guys. Terrell Pryor has said he's willing to make a position move to wide receiver. Would you take a flyer on him?
Absolutely, I would. I've been saying since he was playing in college, when he played a little bit of wide receiver, I forget who that tall quarterback was that threw him the ball a couple times. They spread him out wide.
Beckman?
Yeah, Beckman. I thought then.
Did we beat Michigan that year? Oh, yeah, we did, of course.
I don't remember. My memory's slipping.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I would definitely, and I've always said it, his best position is wide receiver. I think he'd be a stud wide receiver, and I'd like to see him in the brown and orange.
I would, too. I would take a flyer on a guy like Terrell Pryor because he's probably in his, fourth or fifth year in the National Football League. His number is somewhere around between 600,000 and 700,000. You don't owe him anything to sign him to a contract. And I think what he becomes to you is the equivalent to what we have here in Cleveland in a Rodney Smith. You know, a guy that might not necessarily make the roster, but for Rodney Smith at least has practice squad eligibility. You could kind of leave him there. But Pryor becomes a target in certain situations. And then having been a defensive player, you always have to prep for having a formation with two quarterbacks on, you know, in the formation. So there's a threat of him running around as a big physical wide receiver, going up, get that jump ball, but also, too, the double pass reverse, all those intricacies that you can get into to create opportunities for him to add wrinkles to make your team prepare for is definitely a threat.
There aren't a lot of athletes that are 6'6", 220, who run 4.4 40s, and we've seen them catch that jump ball at Ohio State. I remember they did that. Yeah, you could run him on a reverse and then have him throw, turn into a wide receiver reverse option. I'd give him a look. Why not? You have 90-something guys on your training camp roster? He's worth a look. The upside alone would dictate to me he's worth a look. So you guys right now would walk down that hall, knock on Harvey Ray Farmer's door and say, hey, Let's give Terrell Pryor a look.
Absolutely. And I'm sure Ray Farmer wants to hear from me, too.
He loves you. He's a big fan of the kid.
Number three.
Question number three today, guys. Who wins the U.S. Open come Sunday?
Is John Daly still playing?
God, I wish.
You know, I've been a Jordan Spieth apologist for several years now, and I'm not jumping off that horse right now. Jordan Spieth is going to be halfway home to the Grand Slam when this thing's done.
I'm going to go Dustin Johnson gets his first major victory. He's going to go wire-to-wire leader, Dustin Johnson.
I mean, we got the top two guys on the leaderboard right there. I don't know who's going to win. I'd like Greg Norman to come out of the booth and take this one, but...
He couldn't carry the traps.
Spieth would have been the guy that I would have said. Rory just seems a little bit lost to me right now.
Yeah.
And Eldrick is not going to be playing on the weekend.
No.
Number four.
Final one today, guys. Father's Day weekend, Father's Day Sunday. What would be your perfect Father's Day gift?
I'm not really a big gift guy, but, you know, getting to spend time two places, one on the golf course and one with my lovely family, and... you know, that's basically what my Father's Day is going to entail. I don't really care about gifts. And I've never really been a big gift receiver. I'd much rather buy a gift than receive.
I'm of the same light. I think a little small ball, you know, out on the golf course, whether it's with my son, without him, but just getting outside for a couple hours and then coming home and diving in, enjoying them. And maybe, as my wife has planned in the past, I get out and play golf and then, you know, a brunch soon after, you know, where the family's there and we reconnect and I get to spend some time with your kids because it is about you being a father.
Yeah, I just want to be with my kids on Father's Day. I think the perfect gift for me this year would be just a little, like, some chill time, some pool time, some relaxation, and just getting to be with the kids and really loving my Arden and my Bryce. Really, being a father is a great gift, so I am certainly excited about Father's Day. It's nice for us to get a day out there. Mother's Day, they get Mother's Weekend, at least in the kid household. Father's Day will take our 24 hours. I wouldn't mind a new R15 driver if I was going to really... get after it. I'd like to start bombing at 380.
I'd like to start bombing at 240.
All right, we'll be back. Final thoughts here. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on a fun day Friday. The U.S. Open Edition. CBD.